Hypnosis On Air is going to go into another discussion, completely separate discussion, and again tie it into Torah and Tefillah. Paragraph Lamed Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas yamtiv she'asurim by kol hamalochas k'moy b'shabbos levad oichel nefesh she'mutar b'yamtiv. With this, we can understand one of the major laws in the Torah regarding our holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that all work is forbidden, just like on Shabbos, except that which is related to eating, to meals, baking, cooking, all of those kind of things. As it says in the Mishnah, Masechet Megillah, Ein ben yontif l'Shabbos, elo oichel nefesh bilvad. The only difference between yontif and Shabbos is regarding food. Food items. While we're on this topic, I have a chance to say over something beautiful that I heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, who quoted the Zohar HaKadosh, which gives another interpretation of this Mishnah. Completely different, same words, slight different twist. On Yom Tov, the Zohar HaKadosh says, a Jew must have guests. If the person doesn't have guests, he's not really fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. If a person, chas v'shalom, is in a situation where they can't, they don't, what do? So you try to make, again, you give charity, you give tzedakah, and hopefully your tzedakah is going, one of the things it's going to, again, either to have guests or be a guest, obviously. But preferably is to be the one having the guests. That's on Yontif. On Shabbos, this is one of the ways in which Shabbos is higher than Yom Tov. Shabbos represents so high a Kedusha that even if you don't have guests, it's still a home run. Now, on Yom Tov, in order to fulfill your requirement, in order for the Suda to be a Suda, you have to have guests. Shabbos is so high a Kedusha that even without guests, Shabbos is perfect, period. You don't have to do nothing. You just got to have your lechem mishnah. You have to have the meal. Everything else is done for you. Everything else Hashem is doing, etc. So this is how we translate this mishnah. This is how the Zohar HaKadosh translates this mishnah. Ein ben yontif l'shabbos. The only difference between yontif and Shabbos is oichel nefesh bilvad. A person eating alone. The word bilvad means alone. Oichel means eating. Nefesh means a soul, a person. So that's one of the differences. Hashem should give us the schus. We know that on Sukkot, we have guests. We have special guests. Every day we invite Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. Now, how do you do that? That's cute. People says that's a funny joke. Invite Avram Avinu. Sure, it don't cost you nothing. He don't eat no challah. He don't want no cake. He don't drink no schnapps. The Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the ways that you make sure that Avram Avinu shows up is if you have someone at your table, you have a guest at your table, that guest represents Avram Avinu on that first day. That guest represents Yitzchak on the second day. That assures you that those great tzaddikim will be present at your Suda. On Pesach, when we start the Seder, what's the opening shot? Kol dichven yesev yechel, kol ditzrach yesev yivsach. Anyone who wants, please come and join. Anyone who... This super importance of having guests on Yom Tov. And Bechal, obviously, again, it's a wonderful privilege to have guests on Shabbos also, but we're talking in terms of obligation, and the fact that the mitzvah is incomplete without it, that's especially on Yom Tov. Back to our topic now. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol hayomim toivim heim zecher litzias Mitzrayim. We know that all the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot especially, are to commemorate our leaving Egypt. She'oz zochinu lekabelas haTorah de Moshe Rabbeinu l'Hashem. That's when we were zochah to receive the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. K'may shekosuv, as it says over there, bo'itziach o'eso omim Mitzrayim, tavdunes elokim al horazeh. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, they will serve me, they will worship me on this mountain, on Har Sinai. Because the main goal in Yiddishkeit, the main goal is Torah and Tefillah. That's what Hashem created man for. This is what's meant by the pasuk at the end of Koheles, which says, The bottom line is, Hakol Nishma, after we heard everything, Esu Elikim Yirei, Ves Mitzvois of Shmoyer, Kizeh Kol Odom. Fear Hashem, fulfill his mitzvahs, because that's what mankind is all about. Rav Nosson says, let's see what that means. What does fear Hashem mean? What does fulfill the mitzvahs mean? Esu Elikim Yirei, fear of Hashem, ze tefillah. Shu b'chinas yira. B'chinas yira Hashem hi tesawol. Kama shekos Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him. We learned before that fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem, that's tefillah. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Isha yiras Hashem hi tesawol. The woman who respects Hashem, who fears Hashem, she is praiseworthy. So again, praise is tefillah. The fear of Hashem is praise, is tefillah. Tefillah, how a person davens, that's what shows you how much real respect they have for Hashem. Ves mitzvot of Shmoyer, and fulfilling the mitzvahs, ze Torah, that's the Torah. The Torah is the 613 mitzvahs. Vesiyim, and the pasuk concludes there, ki ze kol ha'odom, because this is what all of mankind is all about. Ki ze ikra hakiyum v'achiyas v'tachlis shel kol odom. This is the life and the purpose of all of mankind. Asher b'shviloi nivru kol ha'ilamos mirosh v'atsoif. Where we know Hashem created all the different worlds and everything for the sake of man. V'hakoil b'shvil ha'tachlis hazeh. What do you mean for the sake of man? For what sake of man? For this purpose. She'yizkeh la'asoik kol yomov b'toiru tefillah. That the person should be able to be involved in Torah and tefillah throughout his entire life. V'yelech midarga ledarga. And the person will keep climbing from one level to the next level. On Sunday, his Torah and tefillah is on one level. On Monday, he's not at the same place. Otherwise, why does Hashem need to? Why does Hashem have to give him a Monday? If you're not doing any better, or you're not giving Hashem anything new on Monday, you didn't give him on Sunday, what does he need you around for Monday? So if Hashem gives you another day, you need to know that today I have to give something to Hashem that I didn't give him yesterday. My tefillah today has to be something new, with a newness and a freshness. And my Torah has to be something new. I can't stay in the same place. I have to keep turning pages, another page, another, something new every day. Or at least, and even if I'm reviewing something I learned before, but I do it with hischatshus, with a newness. Every time I sit down to learn, I'm learning as if this is the first time I'm learning this. Ad madrego elyoin, until the person gets to the highest levels. Ki esh kamo v'kamo b'chinois u'madregois b'toiru tefila. Because there are many, many levels in Torah and tefila. Kimavur about Torah choisim b'toy choisim, as is explained in chapter 22 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ayin Sham, look over there, where Rabbeinu Zal clarifies this. V'im hayo ha'odom zoich lezeh b'shleimus. And if a Jew were zoich to do this to perfection, hayo mizbatlim kol hayegiyos v'atirchoy shel kol ho'asokim v'amalochos ha'klulim b'lametes malochos. That person would be free completely from parnosa, from any kind of work or effort to sustain himself, to stay alive. All kinds of work that are included in the 39 basic acts of work that we talk about on Shabbos. Ki kol yegiyos haparnosa, shetzrichim lasik ba'asokim u'malochos, hakol neshav al yidei chet odom arishon. How is this introduced, how is this problem called parnosa introduced to the world? The Torah tells us it came about as a result of Odom Arishon eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shenigzar olav, that's when Hashem issued this decree, with depression, with difficulty, with struggle, you will eat. With your sweat, you'll earn your livelihood. Al yidei shepogam b'Eitz Hadas toivora, as a result of Odom being pogam b'Eitz Hadas, she'oz pogam b'toira utfila. What does that mean? Odom Rishon was pogam in Eitz Hadas. He ate apples, he had tangerines, he had kiwi. What is this really about? Rav Nosson Zal says, it's really about the fact that he was pogam in Toira and Tfila. And I'll prove it to you, I'll show you. Kihu ayet zorichos lekayim hamitzvah hazois livli lechol meitz hadas. Hashem gave Odom Rishon one commandment. In that one commandment was included all 613 commandments. The whole Torah was shrunken for Adam Rishon. Hashem said, you do this one thing, and this will accomplish everything, everything. It'll be as if you fulfill the entire Torah, because this is my wish. This is my command. Just like the Torah is the commandments of Hashem, Hashem said, for you, I have one commandment. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in this commandment of not to eat from the Eitz Hadas was included all the Tariag Mitzvahs, the entire Torah. That was one thing that Hashem wanted from Adam Rishon. Number two now, Vegam hoyetzorichos lehispalil tfilosoi lesakin kol ha'olam kemuva biksovim. The second thing that Adam Rishon was required to do was to say a tefillah to be able to bring the entire world to its tikkun, to completion, as the Arizal says, ukemavura bepirush Rashi, and as Rashi says over there in Chumash, al posik v'chol siach hasoda terem yeboretz, the posik says that all the vegetation, all the plants and trees, everything did not come out of the ground. It was all ready to go, but not one drop of it came above the surface. You know why? The Odom Ayin Lavoy de Swadoma, because man had not yet come on the scene to work the land. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi explains over there, what does that mean? What is that talking about? That Ubishlishi, on the third day of creation, Shekosu Vatoitse Horetz, when it says the earth gave forth its produce, Lo Yotsu. It did not come out yet. It didn't go up yet. Al Pesach Karko Omdu. It stayed there on the entrance to the earth. It stayed close to the, right near the top of the earth. Ad Yoim Shishi, until the sixth day of creation. Velama, why? Kiloy Himter, because Hashem did not yet turn on the rain. Hashem didn't open the faucet yet. Why? Because man was not yet there to pray for rain. This is what Rashi says there, quoting the Gemara. Ukishebo Odom, and Rashi says, and when Odom came, hispalel aleihem, he prayed for it, he prayed for rain, and he prayed for the grass and the vegetation, everything. Viyardu, the rain came down. Vitzamchu ha'ilonos vadishoim. That's when all the plants and all the vegetation started growing. Nimtza, we see from this example, shetikin kol hadvorim loy hoyev shali osnigmar kim al yidei tefilos sodom rishon. This showed us that everything in creation, this is an example. This isn't everything. This is one example that's showing you that just like when it came to the vegetation, so too everything in creation was incomplete until Adam Rishon came along. V'hu ha'yotzorich adayin lehispalel oid ligmor tikun kol ha'ilomais b'shleimus. And this tefillah that Adam Rishon gave was just the beginning. He started it. He didn't finish. He was supposed to daven a little bit more to bring about the complete tikkun of all the worlds to perfection. Kimavur biksovim, as the Arizal explains in his writings. Avol, but you know what happened? Hasamachmem, his gabrolov betach b'loisov. The Sotan, the Yetzirah, defeated Adam Rishon with his tricks. Ve'sisoi, and he seduced him and convinced him. At she'ochal me'etz hadas, until Adam Rishon went ahead and ate from the Eitz Hadas. And once he did that, his mouth was closed. He wasn't able to complete his tefillah, the tefillah that he was supposed to say that would have brought all the worlds to a complete tikkun. And that's what messed up all the worlds. Ad asher lo yugmar tikkuno matbias Moshiach, kamuva, to the point where the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this will not be fixed completely until Moshiach comes. Vaideze nigzar yegia saparnosa, and this is what brought about the struggle for parnosa. Bechinas lametes melochas, the 39 acts of work. Bechinas beitzavo in teichlano, like the pasuk says there, with suffering you'll eat. Now look at this. Rav Nosson Zal gave us a whole new insight. People learn the Chumash, and they learn it again, and they learn it again and again, and they walk away not really knowing what it's about. Rav Nosson Zal takes the writings of the Arizal and the Gemara and this, and turns the lens, and suddenly I have a clear picture. Suddenly I see that what Adam Rishon was supposed to do was Torah and Tefillah. And the whole creation was waiting for him. Just like it says, we say on Friday night, the last pasuk in creation, Asher bora Elohim la'asois. Hashem created everything to be made. To be made by who? To be completed by man. A child is born, a boy is born, incomplete. He doesn't get completed until 8 days later when they give him the bris milah. That's when he becomes complete. We take wheat and we plant it. What's produced is complete? No, it's incomplete. We have to put it through 10 different processes before we get the shleimus. Man, there has to be human intervention to go 10 different procedures before it results in bread. Clothing, we have to take cotton and spin it, all the different processes. Nimtza she'ikr pegam halametes malochos nimshochen mipegam toiru tefila shalotam orishim. So if we want to understand this, when we say that as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, this problem of Parnosa came about, what we're really saying is that as a result of Adam Rishon not succeeding in Torah and Tefillah, that's what brought about the whole struggle for Parnosa. V'gam achshov. And again, the Torah is not a history book. It's not telling us 5,000 years ago there was this guy and this is what happened to him. The Torah is talking about me and you. V'gam achshav, kol odom, kefi ma shezoicheh la'asek yoyser, b'toyro u'tfila b'shleimus yoyser. Today also, each and every single Jew, to the degree that he will involve himself in Torah and tfila properly, doing it right, making sure to really have sal Torah and tfila, kemoikein doicheh u'mevatel me'atzmoy zu'am asanochosh. He takes out of himself, he removes from himself the filth of the snake, the bite of the snake, that the snake injected a filth into Chava. That person rejects that filth, Shehem Tirdas Halamet Tes Malochus, which is the suffering of the 39 acts of work, the 39 curses that Hashem gave at that time. 10 to Adam Rishon, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth. Because such a person is zoche that other people work for him. Other people do the work. He doesn't have to go out to work. He's able to study Torah, to be involved in Torah and Tefillah, and the work is the parnosa comes by through other comes to him. K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says, Bizman sheYisrael oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim malachto nasis aydei acherim. When the Jews fulfill Hashem's wishes, then the work is done by others. The work that they would have had to do is done by others. V'alkein, and that's why lo'osid in the future, she'yasku kol Yisrael b'toyru tefila, when all of Klal Yisrael will follow this path. All of Klal Yisrael will be involved in Torah and tefila properly. Alkein oz yiskayim v'omdu zorim v'ro tzaynchem. That's when we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk that others will rise up and they will take care of your sheep and they will plant for you and they will plow for you, etc.